98-year-old man works on paper, an extant artist having a major retrospective. Tell me the advantages and disadvantages of working with a living artist, and then tell me the advantages and disadvantages of working with an artist of this age.
Well, Elzio Cortor was born in 1916. He grew up in Chicago. He traveled in the late 40s on a Guggenheim Fellowship to Jamaica, Cuba, and Haiti. And the earliest work in this show, which is an exhibition of prints that he gave us. It's not a full retrospective, but it's pretty sweeping survey of his prints, is from the early 50s and was inspired by looking at the workers in a slaughterhouse in Haiti, the really powerful woodcuts that he made. And Cortor and I did a conversation that I taped last year, and he told me that a lot of people read those works as political criticism of the Duvalier regime, dictator in Haiti at the time, and he avows any kind of political contact. But I don't think you could really look at them and not feel that that must have been somehow in the mix. But Cortor approached us last year because he wanted to give us some gifts. He's been giving away prints, and he knew that Philadelphia was a really important printmaking place, and PAFA in particular. So he gave us 53 objects. Two-thirds of those are prints, and then he also gave us plates and other process materials for the prints. So the show is about how he's worked with themes and variations, and it's about taking a theme, morphing it, transposing it, some musical language in terms of what to do with the imagery. It sort of defies this idea that a print is something that's repeatable, because everything in the show is unique, and it shows how he took that seemingly repeatable image but changed it in some way over and over again. So it's
so was he
exciting.
Destroying the plates?
Not destroying the plates, though. Just doing lots of different variations on it, re-inking it with completely different ink, doing a test of one of the plates that was just the color parts, and then writing on the proof what the adjustments would be. So it's very instructive in terms of process, and it just shows how much process goes into printmaking, how much contingency there actually is. People think of that in terms of painting, but with printmaking it is just as much, especially since sometimes you're at the mercy of the quirks of what's going on with the press that day, or the plate, or the viscosity of the ink. So this show, I think, brings a lot of that to the front.
Put this in the context of your existing holdings. Do any of these gifts he's given you go into the permanent collection at any time?
Yeah, they all go into the permanent collection. And
I mean, in terms of, do they go on display as something significant?
The new Works on Paper Gallery, which opened last September, is now going to be able, we'll be able to showcase stuff like this. So Cortor's gift was really official by the end of last year, and so we're doing a show of this material in a pretty quick turnaround time. I'm not showing everything because it just wouldn't fit in that space, so we anticipate cycling it into different installations. And because he's an African-American artist and we have such rich holdings in African-American art since the 19th century, I imagine that this stuff will be used, you know, in thematic installations. It can be used a lot. But we also have a study room for the first time, so people can come make it appointments and look at the stuff that isn't on view, or look at these things more closely when they're off view.
So it speaks to your educational mission.
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely. Yeah, what we like to do with public education in terms of the museum's programs, but also our students who attend the academy at all the different levels, whether it's continuing ed or the MFA program or the certificate program, will be able to look at this material. And we didn't have anything in the collection by Elzio Cortor, yet we have a lot of work by his peers who happen to be in Chicago, but also we have, like I said, a lot of work by African-American artists who he was really close to, printed with, shared studio space with sometimes.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.